Oh, here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ, I'm always in for trying new things. And guess what? For the very first time, I have pulled a shot on the R58 Dual Boiler PID Rocket Espresso Machine, a Pacamara. Now, this El Salvador, Finca Los Alpes, a washed Pacamara, which I've had in the Chemex, which I've had in the Impress. You might have listened to the audio recordings when I was trying the Impress. And yeah, if you haven't, go back to it, because that's a new filter brewing vessel, which is very interesting, called the Impress. But back to the Pacamara. So I just thought, why not experiment? And it is a beautiful Pacamara. It's been roasted by Hasbeen. And well, I pulled a shot and it was very, very nice. The other thing, which is such a surprise, is it's not the freshest coffee, but I've had it sealed up until about 5 days ago when I first tried it on the Chemex. Now, this has got a beautiful acidity that, well, Steve Layton, the roaster, guides you towards it being kind of a papaya acidity, and I can really work with that already in the filter coffee. I can really work with it. I can just feel this. It's quite a distinct acidity, and if you've ever had a papaya, you probably know what it kind of resembles. It's quite sweet, but it's got a very specific acidity. Very, very lovely. Now, as the espresso, I tell you what I was most surprised about is that the mouthfeel is really lovely. Okay, it's not as heavy and silky as maybe other coffees that were especially kind of designed maybe in an espresso blend or just, you know, maybe a Sidama, for example, springs to mind, which is a beautiful kind of creaminess as an espresso. Even a Yagachefe is beautiful, like the Dumerso is beautiful. But this, I'll just take another sip to remind myself, because I was really surprised how beautiful it felt on my tongue. Mmm. And it has, I mean, what hits you immediately is that specific acidity, but it's beautiful. It's got this sweetness with it, and the mouthfeel is just lovely. I mean, it's not too heavy, it's not too thin. It's just really lovely. And I've even tried it with a bit of milk. I've done a bit more than a macchiato, really. And even there, it kind of mellows down. The acidity is still a bit there. It's still sweet. Also adds a bit of the sweetness of the milk. It's a very lovely, easy drink with a bit of milk. And here, kept neat as an espresso. It stays with you. There's this lovely, well, just feeling that lingers on your palate, on your tongue, and sits really nicely in the tummy as well. Well, this was quite a discovery for me. I would have never thought that a Pacamara would be lovely extracted in an espresso machine, 5 bar pressure, so that's quite an assault on the beans almost, and it is lovely. So what I'm trying to say is be adventurous. Don't just, you know, think outside the box. Try and do new things. And sometimes it pays off, sometimes it doesn't. This particular El Salvador, Finca Los Alpes, washed Pacamara, definitely, definitely paid off as an experiment. It's quite creamy as well, come to think of it. And, well, I love papaya fruit, so of course I would love this coffee as well. Actually, maybe it's worth also mentioning the freshness of beans. Because, of course, you know, we're always guided towards using beans really freshly roasted. Okay, give it 3 months or so and then, you know, it has to really be used. But this, because I actually visited Steve Layton up in Stafford, quite a while ago and written a nice report on him. It was just a beautiful experience. He's given me quite a few coffees. And this particular one, I don't know why, was in the back of my cupboard. And it was just there. It was still sealed and everything with a one-way valve, of course, but I hadn't opened it until about 5 days ago when I just discovered it again and I thought, oh my God, there's this amazing Pacamara and I haven't used it yet. So I was guided, of course, to use it first as a filter coffee, which I've done. But looking at the date, believe it or not, roasted on the 25th of October. Now we are today, the 10th of February. So your maths are as good as mine. It is Not in the ideal window, or is it? Because the extraction ran beautifully, not too fast, not too slow. Kind of Aurelia did it, of course, in the naked portafilter, where you can watch exactly what happens and how these bubbles form and how heavy the extraction is, if it runs thin or fast. This was a perfect, perfect extraction. So let's just throw a pigeon amongst the cats. Is that the right expression? I don't know. And to say, well, you know, what is the ideal window of opportunity for a bean? I think every bean is different. Again, it's worth discovering and it's worth doing some experiments. Never throw beans away without having tried them. Okay, I know, of course it is throwing the cats amongst the pigeons and not the other way around.